August 15, thousands to be warned in the cities. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Acts 4:31. When I think of the cities in which so little work has been done, in which there are so many thousands to be warned of the soon coming of the Savior, I feel an intensity of desire to see men and women going forth to the work in the power of the Spirit, filled with Christ's love for perishing souls. The heathen in the cities at our doors have been strangely neglected. Organized efforts should be made to save them. We are now to work to convert those who are living within the shadow of our doors. A new song is to be put in their mouths, and they are to go forth to impart to others. Now in darkness, the light of the third angel's message. We all need to be wide awake, that as the way opens, we may advance the work in the large cities. We are far behind in following the light given us to enter the cities and erect memorials for God. Step by step, we are to lead souls into the full light of truth. Many are longing for spiritual food. We are to continue working until a church is organized and a humble house of worship built. I am greatly encouraged to believe that many persons not of our faith will help considerably by their means. The light given me is that in many places, especially in the great cities, help will be given by such persons. Those who undertake to work for God in our cities must go forward in faith, doing their very best. As they watch and work and pray, God will hear and answer their petitions. They will obtain an experience that will be invaluable to them in their after work. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My mind is deeply stirred. In every city there is work to be done. Laborers are to go into our large cities. We need to feel the vivifying influence of the Holy Spirit, as the disciples felt it on the day of Pentecost. Of their experience at that time we read, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. Selfishness was expelled from the heart, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all." Pacific Union Recorder, October 23, 1902. This is the end of tape number 8. To be continued on tape number 9, Reflecting Christ.